Today's Amud is Chagiga Tesama Beis. We're holding on Tesama Aleph, five lines from the bottom, by the words of Miyama Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. So we just mentioned the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishaya with regards to how to understand Tashlumen. Rabbi Yishaya said, Kulan Tashlumen Zelazah, and Rabbi Yochanan said, it's all Tashlumen L'Rishayin. The Nafkamina was someone who was a Chigir B'yayim Rishayim, and especially B'yayim Sheini, someone who was Pater on the first day. He was a Chigir, he was a cripple, and then he was healed. So Rabbi Yochanan said, and that's what we're going to focus on now, Rabbi Yochanan said that although you have all of Yom Tov to bring the Karban Chagiga, it's all just a Tashlumen for the first day. So being that the person was Pater on the first day because he was a Chigir, even though subsequently he was healed, he's still not going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of the Karban Chagiga, because it's all just tashlumen for the first day, and since he was patra for the first day, he's patra on the subsequent days. A person can't be chayiv in tashlumen for something when he was patra on that day. So ask the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold like that? That the person can't bring Tashlumen when he was Pater on day one. Is that really true? Va'amar Chizkiya. Rechizkiya said, and perhaps some background before we go weiter, the halacha is that if a Nazir becomes Tamemes, he said he was going to be a Nazir, let's say he was a Nazir for 30 days, and on day 20, he became Tamemes. So that ruins his Nazirus that he counted. He's going to have to count again. Besides for that, he just became Tameh. So he goes through a 7-day Tahara process, where he also gets sprinkled on day 3 and 7, Shlishi v'Shvi, and then he goes to the Mikvah on day 7. Day 7 after Harav Shemesh at night, he becomes Tar. And on the 8th day in the morning, he brings the Karban. At the 8th day at night, the night of the 8th, he doesn't bring the Karban, because the Beis HaMikdash there was no Karbanis at night. But on the 8th day in the morning, that's when he's going to bring a Karban. Now, there's two halachas that are Pashut, and then we're going to speak about a case that's less Pashut. The two halachas that are Pashut are like this. If he became Tamei Meis again, let's say on day 4 of his Tahara process, even on day 7 of his Tahara process, so he has to start over the Tahara process, and he's still only going to bring one Karban. Because that Tumah is like a continuation of his first Tumah. He never really completed his first Tumah. So therefore, he'll start his 7 days of Tahara again, and then on the 8th day of that second count, that's when he'll bring one Karban for both, even though he became Tumah 2 times, he'll still only bring one Karban. That's Pashut. Another case is Pashut, is that if on the 8th in the morning, before he got a chance to bring the Karban, if on the 8th in the morning he became Tamei Meis again, so then the halacha is he'll count another 7 days for his Tahara, and then on the 8th day he's going to bring 2 Karbanis, because he was already Chayv a Karban on the 8th day of the previous count. So now he's going to make up for that Karban. He didn't get a chance to bring it, so he'll make up for that Karban, and he'll bring that Karban now, and he'll also bring a new Karban for his second Tumah. It's a completely new Tumah. He already finished his Tahara process, and now he brings the second Karban. Now the shayla is going to be, what happens if he became Tameh on the night of the 8th? So technically it's the 8th day, but he's not yet chayv in the Karban, because he only brings the Karban in the morning. So says the Gemara that Amr Chizkiya, that Nidna B'yayim, if he became Tameh on the day of the 8th, the 8th day after he's already mamish chayv the Karban, so then maybe. And of course, he's going to have to be maybe a separate Karban. He's going to have to bring 2 Karbanis for that second Tumah. Belaila Einai Mevi. The Tanakhama said that, or Chizkiya said that at night, if it became Tamei on the 8th night, so then he does not bring a separate Karban. One Karban will suffice for both, because he doesn't have to make up the first Karban. He was never Chayiv in it. He was never Chayiv in the first Karban. It was at night that he became Tamei. So he's only going to bring one Karban at the end of this second count of Tahara for both Tumais. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Belaila Nami Mevi. Rabbi Yochanan said that no. Even if he becomes Tameh again on the night of the 8th, he's still going to have to bring 2 Karbanos. One as a makeup for his first Tumah, and then one for the second Tumah. So what do you see from here? He was never really Chayiv a Karban for his first Tumah, because it was at night when he became Tameh. And Af Al Pi Kein, Rabbi Yochanan says that there could be Tashlumen. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there could be Tashlumen even for a person who is Pater. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that a Chigir Yom Yishev and Espashi Yom Sheni is going to be Pater and Tashlumen because he was Pater on day one, so he can't be Chayiv and Tashlumen? But we find that Rabbi Yochanan says that if he became the Nazir, he became Tameh on the night of the 8th, even though he wasn't yet Chayiv in the Karban. He's at Chayiv until the 8th morning, and still, at the end of his second count of Tahara, he's going to make up the Karban for the first Tumah. plus bring a carbon for the second tumma. How could there be tashlumin for something he was patering? So says the Gemara, Amr of Yirmiya, that Shani Tumma, the Yesha Tashlumin of Pesach Sheni. Really, Rabbi Eichlin holds, like we said by Chiger, that a person that cannot be Chayv and Tashlumin for something, he was patering. Over here, by this case of Tumma, we find that Rabbi Eichlin said that he's Chayv and Tashlumin. That's different. Tumma, we find that a person is very easily Chayv and Tashlumin. We find Pesach Sheni is a didn't Tashlumin for Tumma. Tumma, we're much more willing to give Tashlumin for. If someone's problem was Tumma, we give Tashlumin. So Tumma, by the Nazir, there also we give Tashlumin even though he was Pater. Like we find in Pesach Sheni, there's a concept of Tashlumin for Tumma. So that's an exception. Tumma is an exception. But the Chigir, B'yam Rishon, and it's supposed to be Amsheni, he's going to be Potter from Chagiga. Maska for a papa, however, a papa asked on this. Is that true that Pesach Sheni is midin tashlumen? Hanich lamad amar Pesach Sheni tashlumen derishenu. That's all understandable if the way you understand the lumdis of Pesach Sheni is that it's a tashlumen for Pesach Rishay. It's a makeup for the person who's tummy on the first Pesach. El lamad amar Sheni regal bifnei atzmayhu. But if you learn that Pesach Sheni is not a tashlumen, it's its own yomtiv. It happens to be limited to those who are tummy on Pesach Rishay. But it's its own yomtiv. It's not together a tashlumen for the first one. And Tzitzis points out that's the shita of Rebbe, and it's likely that the halacha follows Rebbe. Halacha ki Rebbe mechaveira. So if so, ma'ikla meimar, we don't find that there's a din that by tumma we're more willing to give tashlumen. And if so, we're back to our stira. How could Rabbi Eichlin say about the chiger? Not a chiger b'yam rishay, ben espashi b'yam sheni, that he's going to be pater in tashlumen because it's all tashlumen derishayin, and he can't be chayv in tashlumen for something he was pater in. But then we find by tumma, by the nazir, so he's going to be chayv a second carbon, meaning the first carbon he's going to bring is a tashlumen for his first one, even though he became tameh on the night of the eighth one, which was at Zman, when he wasn't yet chayv in the carbon. So Elam Rapapa says to answer this theorem that no, the case of tumma is different. Because Ksav Rabbi Eichnan, Laila Inay Mechusar's man. That which he became Tami at night, it's not true. We're assuming that he became Tami at a time where he wasn't yet Chayiv in the carbon. It's not true. At night, a person is Chayiv in the carbon. The night is part of the day. It's not called Mechusar's man. It's part of the eighth day. The day starts at night. He's already Chayiv already at that time. It's true, he's not able to bepile bring the carbon yet. The base of Mikdash is locked, so to speak. He can't bring the carbon. But be'etzem, it's considered as man that he's already chayiv. It's considered the day of the eighth, and he's chayiv in the karban. So there, that's why there's tashlumen over there. Because it's not tashlumen for something he was pateret, it's tashlumen for something he was chayiv in. Laila is einu mechusar's man. That's considered already that he was chayiv in the karban. Ask the Gemara, really? Rabbi Eichnan holds that Laila einu mechusar's man? Does Rabbi Eichnan really hold like that, that Laila is not mechusar's man? Va'am Rabbi Eichnan, Rabbi Eichlin said by a case of a zav. Now, halacha is that a zav, a man who sees a certain fluid that comes out of his body, and he sees it three times. So the halacha is that he's chayiv a carbon. One time he just becomes tameh. A second time he already needs shiva nekiyim. A third time, besides needing 7 clean days, 7 days of tahara, he also becomes chayiv a carbon. Now, Rabbi Eichlin said like this. He said that va'amar Rabbi Eichlin ra achas belayla ushtayim bayoyim. Let's say a person, he's on his, he just became a Zav, and now he's on in the middle of his Tahara. He counted 7 days, on the eighth day he has to bring a carbon. And on that eighth day, Ra achas balayla ushtayim bayoy. On the night of the eighth, he saw one Re'iyah, and then on the following day, on the day of the eighth, he saw another two Re'iyahs. So most of his Re'iyahs were by the day. The halacha is maybe he has to bring two karbanos for his Ziva, one for the first Tumma, and now a second one for the second Tumma. Because he had two of his re'iyahs by day. Shtayim belayla v'achas b'yayim einoy mevi. However, if he has two re'iyahs on the night of the eighth, and only one by day, so then einoy mevi, so then he does not bring a separate carbon. That's considered all part of his original tumma, since he saw two re'iyahs at night, so he saw the re'iyahs at a time where he didn't really finish his tahara from the first tumma, because the two of his re'iyahs were at night, which he wasn't yet chayiv in the carbon. So therefore, he only brings one carbon, and that's patters both of his tumas. Now, if you're going to tell me There Rabbi Eichlin holds that really on the night of the 8th, we view it that the person, the Nazir, the Zav, whatever it is, he's already chayv in the carbon, because Laila's ain't a mechusar's man. So then, afilu shtayim b'layla, v'achas b'yoy, maybe. So then the halacha should be that even if he had two riyas at night and one by day, he should have to bring a separate carbon. Because that night, he was already chayv in the carbon for his first tumah. This is a new riyah. Now we saw two more times a night, one by day, but Laila's ain't a mechusar's man, he should be chayv a separate carbon. So says the Gemara in a Chanami. That would be Rabbi Eichlin and Chita. Rabbi Eichlin holds that Laila Einei Mechutzer's man, and Rabbi Eichlin would hold in this case that you are Mevi. Ah, he said Einei Mevi. That's because Ki Kam Rabbi Eichlin LeDivrei Ha'Imer Laila Mechutzer's man. He was going according to the man d'Amr who holds that Laila Mechutzer's man. He was just telling us that according to the man d'Amr that Laila is Mechutzer's man. So if he had two Re'iyas at night and one by day, so the halacha would be that he's Einei Mevi, that he doesn't have to bring a separate carbon. Ask the Gemara, Livrei Ha'Imer Pshita. Well, that's l'chayr, obvious. Obviously, if you hold that Laila is not Mechusar's man, so then if you saw two Riyas a night, and one by day, so if you hold Laila is not Mechusar's man, so then he already saw most of his Riyas at night, and it's a continuation of his first Tumah, and of course, he only has to bring one carbon. What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush was the Reisha. That Shtayim b'yoyim v'achas b'layla etzrichalei. The Chiddush is that even when he saw two times by day and one time at night, that according to the man d'Amr, Laila la mechusar's man, still, you're gonna bring two karbanes in this case. The Chiddush is because al kadai t'chameino k'amina k'datak I might have thought to say like the kasha of Rav Shisha Braid Rav Idi, who asked that even in this case he should be potter since the mice of one of his re'iyas were at night, and kamash molan kid Rav Yosef, and the chiddush is like Rav Yosef answered, this is a sugya really increases the ikar, we'll see Be'ez Hashem then, but the chiddush is like Rav Yosef's teretz is that the first re'iyah isn't significant when it comes to this count, since the mice of the second two were by day, so that's why he's going to bring a second carbon. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Eichlin was coming to say. But really, Rabbi Eichlin holds that Laila is not mechusar's man, and even if he had two riyas at night and only one by day, he would be chayv to bring a second carbon. We mentioned in the Mishnah and Avra Regel the veloy chag, if a person didn't bring his carbon chagiga the entire Yom Tov, so in a chayv b'acharisa, he can't make it up. That's something which is missing, it's lacking, it can't be counted, and something which is twisted, well first, something that's crooked cannot be fixed, and something which is lacking, it can't be counted. Now, Amar le bar hei hei le hillel. Bar hei hei set the hillel. Bar hei hei, Taisus points out, it seems like a funny name, Taisus says, yesh mefarshim, that he was a ger. So he's called bar hei hei, because the parents, the father and the mother of all gerim are Avram and Sarah, like we had earlier, the Avram Avinu is considered the father of Gerim, Nedivim Nesafim Amal, okay, Avram, right, Avram Avinu is considered the father of all Gerim, and Avram and Sarah are both people that had a hey, had it added to their names. Avraham was Avram, he became Avraham, and Sarah was Sarai, who became Sarah. So as a result, the ger is sometimes referred to as Bar Hei Hei. Taisus points out that there's someone else we know called Ben Bagbag, and Ben Bagbag is really Bar Hei Hei. Beis and Gimel is Gematria Hei, so Ben Bagbag is really the same thing as Bar Hei Hei. Al Kapanim Sa'amrle Bar Hei Hei Lehillo. Bar Hei Hei had a kasha on Hillel. He asked Hillel the following kasha. Now the pasuk is a little bit strange. It says that something which is missing, so it can't be counted. Really, it should say, "Highly manisli himalais mi baile." It should say that if you have a cup, let's say, that's missing, it's lacking some of the content, so it can't be considered full. If it's missing, it can't be considered full. What does it mean if it's missing, it can't be counted? Ella, Hillel explained that what the pasuk is referring to is Zeshem Minuhu Chaveiro V'Ludvar Mitzvah. The pasuk is referring to a group of friends that they got together to do a mitzvah, and they included Pliny in this gathering. They said, Pliny, you come as well. You come along. Let's do this mitzvah together. V'Hulei Nimna Imahen. In Lamaisa, he was a no-show. He didn't show up. So he's a Chesra in L'Yuchan L'Himanais. He's someone who is missing. He now can't be counted. He doesn't get the share in this chusim of the mitzvah that the Tzibur did together, because he didn't show up. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in a brace like this as well. This is referring to a person who is mevatel kriyashma either in the morning or at night. There's no tashlum and he can't make it up. He was mevatel it, so there's no tashlum and he's not going to be able to make it up. The chasron lo yichal nihimanais zesh nimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah v'lo nimne himahen. Like we just said, it's referring to this. It's referring to a person who was counted along to go ahead and do a mitzvah, and l'maisa he didn't show up. Now that we mentioned a shailu that barhehe asked Hillel, so the Gemara goes on with another one. Amar le barhehe l'Hillel. Barhehe asked Hillel. He said, "My dechzev." What's the meaning of the pasuk? Ushavta mureisam bein tzadik l'rasha. Then Hashem, you could tell the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between someone who serves Hashem and someone who doesn't serve Hashem. And the question is it seems like we're talking about the same person. You see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between someone who serves Hashem and someone who doesn't. He asked Hillel the following. He said, "Hainu tzaddik, hainu ovid elokim." The tzaddik is the one who serves Hashem, and hainu rasha, hainu asher lo yavadu. The rasha is the one who doesn't serve Hashem. So the pasuk's redundant. So Amar Lei, Hillel explained that no. Avadu v'loy avadu tarayu tzadike gemure. Ninu. That really when the hemshech of the pasuk, the first part of the pasuk is you see the difference between the tzaddik and the rasha. The next part of the pasuk is going even within two tzaddikim. Ayved alakim l'asher loy avadu is talking about two tzaddikim. Two tzaddikim, one of them is called ayved alakim, and one of them is called asher loy avadu. What's the difference between the two? Because says Hillel, ve'inoy daim ashayna pirka mea pa'amim, ashayna pirka mea ve'achat. There's a big difference. You can't compare a person who learns something and he chazers it 100 times to a person who learns something and he chazers it 101. So it's true. They're both tzaddikim, but the Ayved al-Kim is the one who chazers 101 times. La'asher lo yavadu is the one who only chazered 100 times. So Amar Le'e, so Barheye, he said to Hillel, U'mishum chad zimna kari le'lo yavadu. Because of that one time, he did less. So he's called that he didn't serve Hashem. And Amar Le'e, he'll sit back in, yeah, say Uman mishuk shel chamarin, go look at the taxi drivers, go look at the donkey drivers. And what do you see by when they charge people for a ride? What do they do? Asara parsi bezuza. If you want to go 10 parsis, it's one zuz. But if you want to go chadasar parsi, betray zuzi. As soon as you get over that threshold, you want to go already now 11 parsis, so now it already costs a full extra zuz, even though you're just going one extra parsa. And so to over here, it's true, it might be just one extra time of chazara, but it's megala akula. It shows something about the person when he chazarded that extra time. 100 times, fine, you want to remember his learning. 101 times, he wanted to mamish get it, so that's megala something about the person, that he's already a different sud ben adam. He's already a different type of person. He's an ayved like him. The Marshav points out now, if you look at the gematria of Ayved Elokim La'asher, it's 101. The Rashi Teva, he says 101. Ayved Elokim La'asher, the Ayin, the Aleph, and the Lamed is 101. And Loyavadu, the Loyavadu is the person who only did it 100 times. The Rashi Teva of Loyavadu is 100. So it's a Remez Mamash in the Pasuk to this Pshat of Hillel. It wasn't just I'm making it up. There was a Remez in the Pasuk itself. And Ayved Elokim La'asher, and Loyavadu is only 100. We mentioned before, perhaps in the past, if not it was in the Reis al-Halacha, in the beginning of Tainus, when we spoke about the Halachis of Hazkaras Geshamim. So over there, the Yushalmi says that Tainus brings in the beginning of Tainus, the Yushalmi, that says if a person's not sure what he said, let's say, comes into Pesach, when he stops saying Mashiv Aruach, and let's say, according to those who say Merit Atal, now he starts to say Merit Atal, and he's not sure, did he say after Pesach, he has a suffix, he doesn't remember, did he say Mashiv Aruach or Merit Geshem or not? And if he said Mashiv Aruach, he's going to have to repeat Shemayin Esra. One who said Mashiv Aruach or Merit Geshem during the summer months, after Pesach, so he has to repeat Shemayin Esra, and the person doesn't remember, he doesn't remember what he said. So the Taisus brings from the Yushalmi a rule, that within 30 days, you have to assume that you said, like you're used to saying, that you have to assume that you said Mashiv Aruach HaMayir DeGeshem. After 30 days, so then already you could assume that you're used to the Nusach change. And the Achrayim are bothered, what's this din of 30 days? Why the number 30 days? Where does 30 days come from? So we know a Chazakah is 3, so maybe some assumed 3, 30, Chazakah. Where does the number 30 come from? It doesn't seem to make any sense. The number seems so random. 30 days, why the number 30? So the Chassam Sefer in a Tshuva, and the Archaim Simen Chav says an unbelievable thing. He says, he uses our Gemara to explain to Yerushalmi. He says that ain't a daima, a person who does something 101 to a person who does something 100 times. Once you do it 101 times, that's when you mamash have a kinyan. Says the Chassam Sefer, you know how many times you say Meir Atal after 30 days? He says, let's say we're talking about Pesach and Chutz Laretz. He makes Nukimta that Yerushalmi is talking about Pesach and Chutz Laretz. So if you go through all the tefillahs that the person says in 30 days from Musaf of the first day of Pesach until 30 days later, he says that you find that you say Meir Tal exactly 101 times. How is that? Because 30 days, 3 tefillos a day is 90 times. Plus you have 11 Musafs. Why do you have 11 Musafs? You have the 8 days of Pesach and Chutz Laaretz. You have 8 days of Pesach, plus you have 3 more weeks of Shabbosos. So you have 30 days of Tfilos is 90, plus 11 Musafs is 101. Now the truth is that you also have 2 Musafs of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. There's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so that's an additional 2. But you also have to minus 2, because you don't say Meirat Tal by Mariv of the first night of Pesach, or by Shachris of the first day of Pesach. So the Musaf makes up for those lack of those missing 2, and it comes out, you have exactly 101, says the Chasam Sofer, that's the Pshan in 30 days. It's not a din in 30 days, it's a din in 101 tefillahs. It's not about the number 30. It's a din in 101 tefillahs. That was the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, and Arachayim Semenchav, he says that was the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. The nafkamina was that there's a Merami Rundberg who says that if a person doesn't want to wait the 30 days, so he could, on Pesach, he could say, Mechayim Mesim Atarav Leishia Meiratal, Mechayim Mesim Atarav Leishia Meiratal. He could do it 90 times. That's what the Ram Rutenberg says. He says, say it over 90 times, and then you don't have to wait 30 days. We could already assume that you're used to the nusach change. Because Emrichik Nigi Chaysav Chayav Kirim Nigi Chaysav Al-Kol Shekein, as we spoke about in one of the Reis Al-Alachas in the end of Tainus, that if after a longer period of time, a person can get used to the nusach change, send Kol Shekein in a shorter amount of time, and the Marami Rundberg says the number of 90, that you should do it 90 times. The Chasam Sofer is arguing on the Marami Rundberg, it's a Pella. But he's saying that no, really you have to do it 101 times, because it's not a din in 30, it's not a din in 90 tefillahs, it's a din in 101. Tefillahs. It's nothing to do with the number 30. It has to do with Ayved Elokim La'asher Lo Yavadu. It has to do with the 101. Ein Adayim Ashayin Apirka Me'a Ve'echad Ashayin Apirka Me'a Pa'amim. It has to do with 101. And therefore he says that if a person wants to do the Eitzah, the Marami Rundberg, so to speak, he has to actually say Mechayim Meisim Atarav Le'ishia Meir Atal. He has to say it 101 times. And same thing by Sukkis, he should say Mechayim Meisim Atarav Le'ishia Ma'ashev Aruach Meir Degeshem 101 times. Says the Gemara Vayter, just a few more lines. Amar le Eliyahu lebarhehe. Eliyahu said to Barhehe. Va'amri lo le Rabbi Lazar. Some say he said it to Rabbi Lazar. The mind dechsev. What's the meaning of the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Hinei tzeraftecha v'loy bekasef." That I have Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I have purified you, but not like one who purifies silver, where I burn you down. Bechartecha b'chor ayni, I have chosen you, and I have chosen b'chor ayni. So what does this mean, b'chor ayni? Malamin, it teaches us, shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-kol midos tovos li'tein li'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu searched around, he wanted to find the best midah to give Klal Yisrael, v'lo matza ela anias. The best midah you could find to give Klal Yisrael was humility. And Amar Shmuel said, v'tamer of Yosef, that Hainu Damri Inshi, it's like what people say, that Yon, Yusa, or Anias could really also mean poverty. It's poverty, it doesn't mean mamish, terrible poverty. It means a certain element of poverty that a person is constantly looking to Hashem with Amunah, and davening to Hashem, and talking to Hashem, and relying on Hashem. That's the best midah. And Amar Shmuel said, Vitamer of Yosef, that Hainu Damri Inshi, this is what people say, that Yon, Yusa, Lihudai, that poverty is so good for the Yidin, ki barza sumaka that poverty is so good for Klal Yisrael, like a red strap to a white horse. The white horse is naturally beautiful. It doesn't really need much more. But a red strap really makes it look nice and it keeps its natural beauty. So to Anias for Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael doesn't really need much more. But it already is beautiful. But the red strap, the Anias for Klal Yisrael, it makes it even more beautiful.